This is the State of Things, broadcasting live from the Upstage Cabaret in downtown Greensboro. I'm Frank Stacio. Thank you. Well, first came the bad news. Bennett College, a historically black college for women, lost its appeal Friday to keep its accreditation. Then, within hours, the school sued the accrediting body and won a temporary reprieve. Bennett will remain accredited, at least as long as the lawsuit is in court. Naomi Prelo is WUNC's Greensboro Bureau reporter, and she joins me now with an update. Naomi, welcome back to the State of Things.
Thanks for having me.
So give us some background on this and where Bennett College was and how they got into this.
They had been operating in financial losses for, I believe, 6 years straight, and then they were on probation. And so this isn't something that's new. All of a sudden they were hit with this. They had financially, it hadn't been well for a while, and now it's their accreditation has been revoked and now reinstated.
And of course, they had lost the accreditation a while ago and then were waiting for their appeal to be adjudicated, right?
And yes.
And that's what we found out on Friday. There was a ruling on the appeal, and what did that say?
So the appeal, Bennett had gone down to Atlanta to meet with their accrediting agency, the Southern Association of Colleges and Schools, and they were feeling pretty positive. They're like, we're going to get this. And then Sachs decided to deny the appeal, which meant that they were going to lose accreditation. But then immediately after that, Bennett regained their accreditation. So now it's just a waiting period.
And the folks at Bennett had been working hard. They had a huge fundraising drive on in this appeals process. Tell us about that and what it yielded.
So back in December, when they found out that Sachs made the decision to revoke their accreditation, they obviously appealed it. And then they started their very ambitious Stand With Bennett campaign, and their goal was to raise $5 million by February 1st. A lot of people were skeptical, but the folks over at Bennett were always positive, and they believed that they would raise the money in time. So February 1st came. They say they raised more than $9 million, and going to their appeal, they were feeling pretty good about it.
They didn't get it. And of course, the goal itself was one that they set. And they were hoping that by meeting this, they could demonstrate their fiscal and financial viability going forward. But this is not a goal the accrediting commission had set.
Exactly.
They were just looking for. So what is it that the folks at Bennett are saying was responsible for the deficits and some of their troubles going in?
Low enrollment and building and new buildings, debt from renovations, that sort of thing, all kind of contributed, because they had low enrollment for a couple of years, and so that contributed, and they had to do layoffs and they had to cut programs. So it was just all kind of a big mess.
All right, and what is the commission saying in its reason for denying the appeal?
They're thinking that Bennett College isn't going to be financially stable to sustain their school for years to come, because $10 million does seem nice, you know, in 6 weeks, but can you continue to make this money for years to come?
Right. This is the underlying kind of the foundation. So now, that very day, Friday, Bennett gets the news, appeal denied. They take the accrediting agency to court. They sue. And they win essentially a restraining order, right?
Yes.
Now, what does that mean going forward now for Bennett?
So that means that the school will keep their accreditation for now during the legal proceedings. The lawsuit could take up to 2 years, is what I'm hearing. So for now, they're okay, but there's still a lot of uncertainty.
All right. And the Bennett College president, of course, talked about this in an interview that she gave to WFDD reporter Bethany Chafin. And here's what Bennett College President Phyllis Dawkins had to say.
The students, faculty, and staff, and alumni are taking it hard, and rightfully so. We need to give them space to internalize that, yes, it's bad news and good news on the same day. We are accredited, and we need to give them that time to vent their frustrations.
Bennett College President Phyllis Dawkins, in an interview that she gave with WFDD reporter Bethany Chafin. I'm talking to WUNC Greensboro Bureau reporter Naomi Prelo. What's your sense of the reaction to this on campus?
A lot of students aren't happy. There's actually an online petition that was created by Student Government Association President Alexis Branch saying that they need to remove their vice president of business and finance because he hasn't been doing a good job. So that petition has more than 200 signatures, but Bennett has said, well, only 22 of the signatures are from current Bennett students and some were males, but they're not happy.
Waiting and seeing, waiting to watch this court, the lawsuit go through. What's happening in the meantime? Has Bennett announced any other kind of campaign while it waits?
No, they haven't announced anything else. The Transnational Association of Christian Colleges is an accrediting agency. They're going to be coming in March because Bennett College is seeking accreditation elsewhere. But they are remaining positive that maybe Sachs and Trax could accredit them both. So we'll see.
We will stay tuned. Naomi Prelo, WUNC Greensboro Bureau Reporter. Thank you so much, Naomi.
Thank you.